A report on a third private water system in the process of potentially being taken over by the regional district of Okanagan-Similkameen will be discussed on December 5. The latest system to be discussed this year is the Skaha Estates Improvement District. The assessment of the system has been completed and the report is set to be presented to the board. The system currently provides water to 193 properties on the east side of Skaha Lake just outside Okanagan Falls with two pump stations and two reservoirs. 22 of the properties connected to the system are currently vacant lots. The system pulls its water from Skaha Lake. The system has been on a lengthy boil water notice, however in October it was downgraded to a water quality advisory. Under the advisory, it is still recommended for people with a weakened immune system to boil all water for consumption or use an alternate supply of drinking water for drinking, food preparation, brushing teeth, making infant formula and making ice. The report going before the RDOS board states that there are issues including insufficient water treatment, insufficient fire flow rates and inadequate redundancies in the system. The estimated cost to make the necessary upgrades to the system to bring it up to standards would cost an estimated $8 million over 6 years, with a potential future water treatment plant estimated at another $7 million but not planned. The board has already sent acquisition referendums for two other water systems and a private sewer system to the Inspector of Municipalities for review ahead of a vote in 2025. The other two systems are expected to be much costlier. The Sage Mesa water system is expected to require up to $33 million in necessary upgrades and the Vintage Views water system needs $13.5 million.